There was a decent amount of talk of how prolific both of our offenses were, and that second half was on full display for both teams. So just an unbelievable game. You know, glad that we were on the winning side of it. Just super proud of our guys' resiliency. You know, we just found a way. You know, even we feel like we couldn't stop them at all in the second half. And we just, in that last timeout, man, we just looked at each other in the eye and said, all we got to do is get one stop. That's it. And just good discipline. I mean, Tunji's he's a really, really good ball player. Had a remarkable game, but our guys just found a way, man. All these guys made huge plays, and that was just really fun for me and for our group. So with that, I'll open it up.
Take questions for the student-athletes first.
Trevin, what's the feeling like advancing to the Sweet 16? What's the mood over there in the locker room?
It's a lot of pump it up songs. but no, like, I'm super proud of our team. The coaches gave us a game plan. I feel like we executed it. And again, like, the route it took to get us here and just the energy in the locker room, the energy on the bench, the energy in the stadium, like, shout out to Cougar Nation. But again, like, this was super remarkable and just something that I'll remember forever. And so it was a big time win and a big time energy in the locker room.
Over here. Oh, I thought you had it. Sorry.
Richie, how does this feel? In your freshman year, you had some really bad losses, but now you're a junior leading this team to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I mean, like, words really can't describe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I've loved playing with this group. Like, we've been together with some great additions, right? But, you know, like, there's a lot of us. My freshman year, we taking some bad losses, and it's crazy just to think about how, like, we've stuck together as a team, and like, we haven't like, we just chose to keep moving forward, and like, to see where we are and the opportunities ahead is, like, it's just, it's amazing.
We're here.
Mike Kelly with the Associated Press. For any of you, could you take us through those last minutes you guys had the big lead, and they made that last search? Was it just chaotic, or what was going on?
I mean, yes, like, Wisconsin's a really, you know, high caliber offensive team. But something that Coach Young said, he brought us all in the huddle, looked us all in the eye, and said, we went through this at, you know, Arizona. We went through this at Iowa State. And he just said, I believe in this. I believe in you guys, and let's go out there and get a stop. And so when we have a belief like that, it really shows out on the court. And I feel like our chemistry, the belief, the faith that these guys have is something that really stands out. And I think that's what propels us in close games like this.
Other questions?
Yeager, obviously you weren't on Tanjay the whole time, but what was so hard? Why was he so hard to stop for you guys?
Can you repeat, please? Why was it so hard to stop Tanjay?
Tanjay, number
nine.
Yeah, I mean, he's an amazing player. I think this is, first of all, why it was really hard to stop him. And, you know, he was really finding the way how to score, even if we are staying in front or we are not jumping his pump fakes. He got on the free throw line a lot of times. I'm not sure how many exactly, but
16.
Yeah. A lot. So I don't know how much was that about our discipline not following him, or how much was it about his skills or whatever it is. He's a good player. I mean, there's nothing much to say about it.
Anything else for our student athletes? Okay, we'll dismiss them at this time. Thank you, guys.
Good job, guys.
Questions for Coach Young? We're here, Coach.
Chris Thomas in Denver Gazette. Coach, I know you said at the start of the tournament you were glad you guys were playing in Denver. How does it feel to be back in Denver and going to the Sweet 16 since the last time BYU went to the Sweet 16, they won the two games in Denver?
Yeah, you know, good omens, I guess. But, you know, personally, like, I've had good memories in this building. And so this is by far the best one, man. Just the energy in the building was, you can't describe it. You know, it felt like a home game in certain moments for Cougar Nation, just everywhere, so much blue out there. So we've obviously Denver's been good to us.
Back there, Coach.
Kevin, you were totally control of the game. I think Dawson got ejected. Did you get an explanation on that? And kind of what do you think was maybe the cause of their comeback?
Talent. Tunji, I mean, he's one of the best players in the country. So, you know, you can try to do as good a job as you want. I mean, I thought, you know, I think learning to adjust to how the game's getting called. You know, the Big 12 is very physical. This game, I thought they were, you know, had a tighter whistle, so we have to do a better job adjusting. That I thought was a huge part of it. Relative to Dawson's thing, I'm going to need a pretty in-depth explanation of that one. So I can't comment on that.
Other questions?
Yeah, Kevin, you were obviously really emotional and pretty excited through most of the game. Just what was that like in advancing to the Sweet 16 in your first year as BYU's coach?
Yeah, I think the emotion just stems from just how happy I am for it. All of our players and everyone that supports BYU. You look up in there and you see that much support. I mean, it's really just gratifying to be able to lead this team for everyone that supports it. You know, for me personally, just seeing my kids over there and my wife and all my family, it's just there's just so many people that care about this. And so that part of the emotion, you know, kind of got to me once we got that last stop.